We've had a very busy fall, but I'm very proud of the things that we've accomplished in a short period of time in the agency. The new organizational structure you approved in October is in place, and we'll fill the remaining chairs by the end of this month. Our Sunset Commission hearing in November, and I greatly appreciate those of you that attended, went very well and was followed by our second hearing earlier this week that went very well as also, and thank you for attending that as well, Chairman. We will continue to work closely with the Sunset Commission members and staff as we begin the legislative session, and I will keep you updated on the progress we make. We have been preparing for the 89th legislative session. We've had several meetings with committees and leadership offices to provide detail on our overall legislative appropriation request. The session will begin on Tuesday, January 14th, 2025, and we stand ready to work closely with members and committees on issues that impact this agency. I will keep you updated on our activities as we move through this session. Also, Chairman, in looking at 2024, we have many challenges, yet our staff have worked hard to make sure that we were successful. A few notable accomplishments for this past year include the historic rollout of body cameras in our maximum security units, the implementation of a significantly improved behavioral intervention policy and the related training. We transitioned our data systems from servers to the cloud. We added air conditioning to more than 2,700 beds, bringing our overall total in the agency to a little over 62,000 air-conditioned beds in the system right now. We opened our very first innovation unit. We received our new mobile command center, and it is ready for deployment. Our staff retention rates have continued to improve throughout the year and overall staffing in the agency. If you may remember, a year ago, I was talking to you about staffing in all of our divisions as well as our correctional officer staffing and the struggles we were having there. We've gained over 1,200 employees over this past year to a fill rate in the agency of about 80%. So we've made significant improvements across the board as it relates to staffing. Overall, 2024 has been a very good year.